Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
All right, everybody. Welcome to a very special episode of Cook Wild, presented by our good friends over at Camp Chef. I've got my boy Foodie Mike C.
Miguel.
It is Foodie Miguel C. It is spring, so we are making some fish. Some of the best time to catch some fish and to do one of my all-time Foodie Mike C specialties, ceviche. So Mike is going to teach us how to make some ceviche with wild caught crappie. So let's jump right in.
With over 90 years of innovation, Bear Archery continues pushing toward the goal of founder Fred Bear, making archery accessible for all. Fred believed the history of the bow and arrow were the history of mankind, and everyone should immerse themselves in the outdoor experience. Welcome to the Bear Archery Podcast, where the mission is simple: to hunt, grow, and inspire others.
All right, Mike. So before we jump into this, this is one of my all-time favorites, dude. Ceviche. I had no idea what ceviche was. And a few years ago, you said, "Hey, let's go fishing because I want to do ceviche." And I'm like, "Dude, I don't even know what you just said, but I'm down." So I went and caught some fish, and you made ceviche. Now, I want to make note. Before we dive into this, if you are going to use freshwater fish in any kind of uncooked way, now I understand that we're using lemon and lime juice, the acidity from those, to cook the fish. So in theory, that should kill off any parasites from freshwater fish. However, I would still encourage you to freeze that fish before you do any kind of, you know, not cooking it over fire. So we froze this fish, to make sure and try and kill any parasites found in the fish. And then obviously the lemon and lime juice are still going to do its job in cooking the fish. However, if it's any kind of just not fire method, I would encourage you to freeze that fish to ensure that all parasites are killed. So first and foremost, introduce us to ceviche. What in the world is it?
So ceviche is just using an acid to basically cook the fish. Like you said, there's no heat method to it at all. It's just using the acidity to really just cook the meat.
Yeah.
So with that, there's a lot you can do with it. We made an agua chile, and it's basically blending up like your lime juice with whatever kind of like pepper you like. So I went with like an Anaheim, and you'll see I roast it down a little bit, remove the skin, remove the seeds, blend it all up with some herbs and some seasonings, you know, get it tasting good. And then you're just letting that fish just kind of chill out in there and do its thing for, I mean, it only takes about 30 minutes depending on how thick it is. And then you can have it as it is, almost like you would have like kind of like a shrimp cocktail. But I mean, the way we've been doing it is like on a tostada with avocados, and it's amazing.
This is so good that one time we had some sponsors come in, and I wanted to impress them. So I'm like, I'm going to have Foodie Mike C cook for you. And, you know, Mike was like, "What do you want me to cook?" And I'm like, "Dude, ceviche. Like, why not?" Mm-hmm. And absolutely blew me away, blew them away. It's one of my favorite dishes to make. Now, I didn't understand this the first time, but you can actually, and I don't know if burn is the right word because, again, you're not cooking it, but I remember you talking about keeping it in the lemon and lime mixure for too long. Like, yeah, getting so, like rubberized almost.
There are things that you can do to kind of tame out your citrus. I mean, if you're just going with a straight citrus, the more you leave it in there, it can get kind of rubbery. So after you kind of cook it a little bit, Some people will dilute it. Some people will add things like a little bit of like tomato juice or clamato, things like that to, like I said, kind of make it more of like almost like a cocktail kind of a thing. But even then you can just remove your fish and, you know, just treat it any way you would like. But I feel like the longer it sits and pretty much just base acid, you know what I mean? It just gets kind of firm and rubbery.
So how would you keep this? Like if you didn't eat it all, would it not continue to like cook? I mean, if you just put it in the fridge to, you know, save it for later.
So it, like I said, it also depends on how much fish you're using. And that's something you have to be mindful with this recipe. Like you have to make sure you're able to cover your fish with the amount of citrus that you have. And I made essentially two batches today. So it's like the more you use it, the more it's going to kind of dilute. But like I said, you can kind of dilute it with other things to kind of lower your acidity level. Even adding some things like a little bit of honey or agave will adjust the acidity. So basically, like once you get your cook, you can adjust your liquid, and then I feel like it just holds better.
Yeah. So you get the fish, you fillet them out, and then you dice them up.
Mm-hmm.
And what all is in the mixture that you're putting the fish in?
So with this recipe, I wanted to do a few things a little different. Like I did some quick pickled onions. You'll see that in the recipe. So that's not a necessity, but that's something that I feel like adds a nice touch to it. But basically start to finish, I want to say I started with a pepper. I roasted it down. You can use a torch. You can use direct flame like inside your house or on a grill, something like that. That'll add more flavor because you get that wood fire appeal to it, you know. So once I had that, I started doing like added some cilantro. You can add garlic. I added a little chicken bouillon seasoning just for extra flavor. And you get everything blended up with your lime juice, and that makes your agua chile. So once you have everything sliced up, you go ahead and put all that in there, stir it up, make sure it's coated real nice, and let it marinate. But you know, there's no downtime when you're a culinary bad boy. So that's when you got to start working on your garnish, right? So you got to think about all the things that you want with it. You know, obviously I knew you're going to want to go the tostada route. So I was like, okay, let's get, you know, some cucumber, some avocado, you know, some cilantro chopped up, whatever you know, want for the top of it, you know, by all means, just get it set up and ready.
Yeah. So this is not like, I remember I'm not a sushi guy. I like my fish cooked. And so the first time you explained this to me, I'm like, dude, I don't know. It's raw fish. And you're like, no, it's not raw. Mm-hmm. So it's just such an interesting thing. It's so cool, because it is cold, you know, you're not eating hot fish. Mm-hmm. And it's not cooked with fire, and you can tell that, like, you don't, but it's cooked fish, like, and it's just so incredibly good. So what are some other serving options other than the tostada? I mean, ceviche tacos. I mean, would you do dipping chips in it, or?
I love doing chips like that as well. You know, just basically put it all up in a cup or a bowl, like you would, like a shrimp cocktail or something, and just have chips for the side and just keep scooping it and eating it. But, I feel like it's super versatile just because, I mean, it has just this super bright, light flavor. And especially in like spring and summer, I mean, it's a perfect thing to make because, you know, it starts getting hot outside or you want something that's
light. It's refreshing.
It is. It's super good.
It's literally like a refreshing way to eat fish. And that's what I like about it. And, you know, I just talked about wanting to freeze it first. And so make sure and do that. However, we're talking freshwater fish. If you're somewhere like in the backcountry and you have the ability to catch some saltwater fish, mm-hmm. do this on the beach side. Carry a lime and lemon with you and some seasonings. And you can,
maybe that's our next video. This, let's do that. Let's get a trip out. We'll go to Florida or something. And we'll kill it.
But this would be something really good. You know, if you're prepping for like a spring bear camp or a spring turkey camp and, you know, you want to pre-make some food and take with you, this would be super good. Because again, it's just really refreshing. It's not, you know, sometimes, especially when I travel, man, and on hunts, I eat like crap. Cause you're just eating, you know, fried foods and whatever you can find. And this is a really refreshing type, clean, bright food that just makes you feel better. And so this is a phenomenal spring dish. You're out there right now. If you're anything like me, you're out there crappie fishing, trout fishing, whatever. This is going to be a phenomenal recipe. It's something that just is going to completely change it up. I grew up in Arkansas. If you caught fish, you battered it and you deep fried it. Mm-hmm. This is going to change up. You know, it's going to give you a whole new take on fish and just something completely different that the family's not used to. Something new, something that it's not challenging at all. The prep time is little to none. Did you say 30 minutes? Like you only want to keep it at, what is cook time? Like
I let it sit about 30 minutes and I felt like it was perfect. But like I said, it all depends on the size of the fish you're using, how thin you slice it, or if you want a little more thick, like in dices, or if you want, you know, even nice, you know, bigger chunks. It's going to kind of vary. So, I mean, it's one of those things that I feel like to start, you know, do thin slices, give it about 30 minutes and then, you know, check a piece and see how it is.
So how do you know it's cooked? Like, how do you know?
It won't have the same like opaque looking color. Like it'll be a nice white fish. It'll have a firm texture, you know, it won't be soft. And basically like the fish looked when you started.
Yeah. So basically like, I mean, anyway, like if you cut into chicken and it's still pink on the inside, mm-hmm. same way, like if you, pull a piece apart and it's still, you know, white and flaky in the middle or you know, white uncooked fish in the middle.
If it's just a little ring of white and the rest is, you know, just raw, then maybe let it sit a little bit longer.
Right. Yeah. Guys, I would encourage you, give ceviche a try. Absolutely blew my mind the first time we did it. And the first time we did this was probably 4 years ago. And now it's like, it's one of my favorite things. Like I absolutely love this. What all kinds of fish, you know, say they want to try this and they haven't went fishing yet. What, if you were to go to the store and just want to buy fish, what all kinds of fish would be good with this? Shrimp? I mean, salmon,
yeah, absolutely do shrimp. Just make sure it's not cooked, you know, otherwise it's just going to kind of sit there. But I like to do more like whitefish. So, I mean, if you want to use a cod or a halibut or something like that, you know, I'm sure even a tilapia would work, but I really don't like tilapia that much, but it would work.
Again, that's not the point of this show. The point of the show is go out and get your food. But you know, some people aren't fishermen and they might still want to try this. So now, again, I would like, this is just something like, man, if you were out on a spring bear hunt or something and you had the ability to catch fish and fillet them out and you had a lemon and lime and just some basic seasonings, this would be so incredible sitting in the mountains. Oh my gosh. So guys, give it a try. Ceviche. We used crappie and it was absolutely phenomenal. And everybody's got a place to go catch some crappie. So go out this week, catch you a few crappie and try ceviche. Guys, thanks for listening. Y'all have a fantastic week.